Well, when does a bit of harmless fun become sexual harassment in the workplace? Well, the Australian Human Rights Commission has partnered with industry leaders to finally draw a line. The campaign's designed to help employees as well as employers to recognise and to react against sexual harassment. Franziska Timmer asked people on the streets where they draw the line.
There was a guy that got fired from our work who was sexually harassing the girls. He touched them and say nasty things to them, and it was just gross. So he got fired.
I think you can definitely point to what's definitely inappropriate and what's definitely appropriate, but there's too many shades of grey in between there to make a real answer.
It's about a touch issue and also the comments the people make.
I think as soon as someone feels uncomfortable, then it's definitely crossed the line.
It can be difficult to define what behaviour is appropriate in the workplace. Elizabeth Broderick, Sex Discrimination Commissioner, is behind the Know Where the Line Is campaign. For her, the line is absolutely clear.
If you walk in to work one day and you say to your colleague, "How was your weekend?" that's absolutely fine. If you then go on and say, "Did you get any?" then you've actually crossed that line.
Do you think this line is moving?
No, I think what's happened in most workplaces is there's been a casualisation of communication, and things that, may happen in hotels, for example, between friends, are then brought back into the workplace. But the law is clear and people's rights are clear, and that is everyone has a right to a safe work environment, one that's free of sexual harassment. So that's why employers really need to have a good look at this.
Well, who is particularly affected by sexual harassment?
Well, particularly it's about men's harassment of women. That's the vast bulk of sexual harassment in Australia. It can be a co-worker, it can be a manager. But increasingly, what we found with our study just a few months ago is that men's harassment of men is another growing area. So that now represents about 23% of all sexual harassment in Australia. And it's interesting, when you look at men's harassment of other men, the man who's the target is not necessarily someone of a different sexual orientation, but they're the man who doesn't fit into the prevailing macho culture of the organisation. So if a macho culture is, well, all the blokes like footy, and you're a man that likes reading or music, then that often sets up more likely for sexual harassment.
You got this campaign running now. How does the Know Where the Line Is awareness strategy work?
It's a campaign which will help people firstly see what's happening around them, so really to try and understand whether sexual harassment is pervasive in their workplace. The second element is around talk, so that's about talking with their co-workers, maybe with managers and others, about the issues of sexual harassment. And finally, it's about support, because one of the things the research shows is that if a bystander actually takes some action to intervene, doesn't have to be when the harassment's happening, but even if it's afterwards, then the behaviour shut down much more quickly. So support is about bystander intervention and also supporting the target of sexual harassment.
So what is your advice for the target of sexual harassment and also for bystanders to take action or seek help?
For bystanders and people who are targets, there's many things you can do, starting with talking with family and friends, with colleagues in the workplace, making a formal complaint, firstly within the workplace, although if that isn't appropriate, then coming to an agency like the Australian Human Rights Commission or other commissions around Australia, who will then work with you to seek a resolution of that complaint.
Sex Discrimination Commissioner Elizabeth Broderick ending that report by Franziska Timmer. And for more information and resources for employers and employees, visit the Know Where the Line Is website, www.knowtheline.com.au.